It is the review, the final review of 2023, 2024, and also the final game of Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool tenure. Dan, Neil and Sean to go through Liverpool 2-0. Good morning, chaps. It's still morning. I'm pulling back the curtain there, aren't I? We want this to be more of a Klopp chat, I would say. And we will form some kind of Klopp discussion later on, Neil. But we'll start with the game. And, you know, you think about the game in its context. It was one where you just felt that both sides weren't going to exert themselves massively. The weather, the day, the seasons they both had would probably form a bit of that context around it. Lineups from Liverpool is pretty sensible. Also from Wolves as well, pretty strong. I think when the game gets going, I think one of the things that stood out for me is how Liverpool was setting up and building up, particularly around fullback areas. It looked to be a little bit more orthodox, particularly around Trent, not in Burton as much as we've seen. But then Robertson, you know, simultaneously being able to advance and get really, really wide for Liverpool and offer them that outlet down the left. But it just felt like Liverpool were maybe perhaps better set than they have been recently when the ball broke down. And maybe that was to do with how Wolves were going to set up and play.
I think on where everyone sort of finds themselves, I think that's an interesting and I think spot on point about Trent, is the sort of orthodoxy with which he goes about his business, certainly in comparison to sort of what we so often see at this stage. I think the game's interesting because I think first and foremost I've actually got enormous sympathy for Wolves. You know, I think it's worth pointing out O'Neill was part of Liverpool's setup at one stage, and I think that there's something in this isn't the same as being West Ham or being Everton yesterday, because they've got a really strong sporting sense as to what it is to spoil the party, but they're also simultaneously playing against two teams who are desperate for victory. You know, they need to win to secure a league title, and that gives it a certain sort of impetus. I think Wolves, and you're not a supporting act, or you don't have to be a supporting act, but unless Cunha, who I think is a very good player, by the way, unless Cunha scores, you know, not just a hat-trick, but a hat-trick from the gods, you're never going to be the story. You're never going to, you know, West Ham somewhere, there was a carrot dangling that Jared Bowen could spoil Manchester City's season, and everyone would talk about Jared Bowen, and it'd be Jared Bowen for England and all that sort of stuff. None of those carrots, because it is not the same dangle for Wolves. So I think that they end up in this slightly strange situation where they've got to find a way to have a level of professionalism, but it's a completely different type of professionalism to other setups.